Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
So ordinarily, I'd probably start the show firing on all cylinders, but ladies and gentlemen, it was a bit of a rough night last night. I'll explain to you a little bit more later. It'll all make sense. But the most important, I think, lesson from this entire thing is we've all got a job to do. And the earth spins and the universe goes on. And we got a show to do because there's a lot going on. And we're going to do it. But I'll explain to you a little bit more at the end of the show, digesting a lot of this myself. So it's been a crazy couple of days. But another conspiracy theory, which, Joe, we're going to have to unflag something. And what I think is record time. Is the ink even dry on the Boebert flag it from yesterday? That is going to be, was it even dry? Joe, are you going like this? Were you blowing on the ink?
Still running on the page.
Well, good, because now it'll be easy to, you don't forget it. Forget about unflagging it. Just erase it. I'll show you what I mean in a second, folks, and why you're never wasting your time here ever. ExpressVPN. Using the internet without ExpressVPN, it's like forgetting to mute yourself on Zoom and everyone hears you trash talking your coworkers. That's happened before. That's no good. It may be a bit of harmless banter, but what happens if your boss overhears you talking about your like receding hairline or something like that? You know, internet service providers know every single website you visit. That's why I use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN reroutes your network data through a secure encrypted server so your ISP can't see or sell your online activity. It's really simple to use. Just fire up the app, click one button, and your data is private. It's rated number one by CNET and TechRadar. I use it because I don't want the government spying on me. It works on phones, laptops, routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Folks, I don't trust the government or anyone else with my data. There's no reason you should either. Zero. You see what's going on with all these companies and these bills in Congress. Protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bongino. That's expressvpn.com/Bongino. And you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/Bongino. All right, Joseph, it's Thursday.
It is now post time, Dan.
It is. And folks, if I will keep you updated on tomorrow's show via social media. So just stay tuned. We got important stuff we got to get to. Listen, establishment politicians are reading this entire election and everything else wrong. I'm going to get to that in a second. I heard something yesterday on Fox that really irked me and should probably irk you too, because I'm not suggesting it's some psyop or anything like that, but it's old world thinking, I think, jaded by the fact that people just don't like Donald Trump. But before I get to that, again, I asked Joe if the ink was even dry. So yesterday I laid out for you a very elaborate theory about what's going on right now with the early resignation of Ken Buck, a Republican from Congress. And I said to you, this seems awfully strange. Ken Buck, who said he was going to serve out his term, obviously through November election day. He's a Republican from Colorado. They served 2 years, so they're up in every 2-year federal election cycle, right? He decided he was going to leave early. I explained to you that there's more to this story. And I said, Joe, flag it. Here's what's going to happen. They're going to wind up holding a primary in or around the same day as the special election to fill Ken Buck's seat, which is going to ice out the MAGA candidate, Lauren Boebert, and cause real damage to the Republican Party. So, of course, I highlight this gentleman only because he's one of 1,000. Everybody told me I was a crazed conspiracy theorist yesterday. Keith Olbermann, everyone else. Here's John Economow. Is he an attorney? I don't know. Attorney? Something. I only point this guy out, some random guy, because this is, if you go and look over Twitter, you'll see this is all over. That's a conspiracy theory. The fact that Dan Bongino believes it doesn't make it gospel. The idea that it's being done on purpose to give the Democrats the House is completely absurd. Well, John, it's not in fact a conspiracy theory because it's reported today in, yes, Newsweek. Joe, can you just, Lauren Boebert issues warning over Ken Buckston. However, Buck leaving office earlier than expected means that a special election will now need to take place so a new candidate can see out the remainder of the term, of Buck's term. Colorado governor, is a Democrat, Jared Polis, is set to schedule the special election for Buck's seat the same day as the primary. Just as I says. So lefties, I know you guys are not particularly bright. I'd be a little more vicious today, but again, I'm dealing with a lot. I know you guys are not particularly bright. But is there ever an issue you're ever going to be on the right side of? Russiagate, Spygate, COVID, masks, the impeachment thing, race hoaxes, Juicy Smollier, the Covington kids. Is there ever going to be an issue that you guys don't leap out to call a conspiracy theory and that you just sit back and apply the Bongino rule on? I told you that this was an effort to either draw Lauren Boebert out of her swing seat early to go and run in this special election race so they can fill the swing seat with a Democrat and gain another seat, or to ice Lauren Boebert out of a new seat because she's a MAGA candidate by letting her not compete in a primary and stay in her old seat and putting an incumbent in that seat to run against Boebert when she leaves her seat in November to run against the new one. And again, this show was right. I don't even waste any time. It's stupid, folks. Listen, if you want to be lied to, listen to the mainstream media. Follow John and Keith Olbermann and everyone on Twitter, and you'll find out. Keith Olbermann, who cries urine, apparently. Did you know that? Did he put out some tweet the other day that he cries urine? Dude, look at his Twitter feed. You think I'm making this up? I don't know if that's a genetic thing. I don't know where he got that, but he should see a doctor. That's awfully weird. I've never heard of that before. Folks, establishment political analysts, by the way, are reading this entire election wrong. The entire election wrong. And they are always behind the eight ball. Here is another flag it moment for you. Folks, the Trump coalition, if he wins in November, I don't know how many times I need to tell you this, is not going to be the same coalition he won with in 2016. And frankly, I believe he won with in 2020. It's going to be completely different. Something changed. Whether it was the targeting of Donald Trump by this out-of-control legal system and working-class voters. By the way, it's not race-directed. I can't stand when people go, oh, you know what? This is legal thing and minority voters. There's nothing to do with that. I think it has everything to do with working-class people who feel aggrieved by the man or whatever you want to call it. Donald Trump has become a martyr. And the lefties, Joe, how many times have we warned about this? That this lawfare was going to backfire. Everybody sees it. They see what you're doing. And I told you that what's going to wind up happening is people of all races and religions who feel aggrieved by this system are going to find a cause in Donald Trump. It is a completely different coalition of voters than got him elected in 2016. Now we see even left-wing Axios reporting on the same thing. Democrats' advantage amongst Black, Latino, and Asian voters is at its lowest since 1960. Here's the data. A new poll out March 2nd found that Biden led Trump by just 56 to 44 amongst non-white Americans. Listen to this next line. You want to have your mind blown? That's a group Biden won by almost 50 points just 4 years ago. You want to get caught in yesterday's news cycle and a bunch of bullshit news? Listen to the mainstream media, people like John on Twitter. Now, John may say, oh, I was referring to the scheme to that people are leaving the house and you said three people are leaving the house. John, that's not a conspiracy theory. That's what Ken Buck said in Newsweek, that other people are leaving the house. I also got a text from a friend of mine who ran for Congress and knows people who said he heard the same thing. Republicans are getting ready to leave the House, many of them because they don't like Donald Trump. Folks, the issues, are different now. This is not the same election either. So I'm trying to make a couple points here. Obviously, the media is off base on all this stuff. They're analyzing this so wrong. And in case you want to know what I was talking about in the Fox segment, Mark Thiessen was on. And you know, Mark, love him or hate him, has some, you know, he has some pretty decent insights. It's not a personal thing. But he's absolutely wrong. He was trying to make the case that Trump can't win without Nikki Haley voters. And I'm trying to make the case to you that we would like Nikki Haley voters. You'd be dumb not to. Why would you turn away voters? That's just stupid. However, Trump can absolutely win without Nikki Haley voters because a lot of these Nikki Haley voters are just straight up Democrats or Trump haters. Well, where's he going to get the votes from? What I just told you, Black and Hispanic and Asian working class voters, the numbers are right there. We'd rather have Nikki Haley voters, but make no mistake, if you think that's going to decide the election, you're not looking at the same election I am. So point number two is, not only is the electorate going to be different, because it is, but ladies and gentlemen, the issues are totally different. Inflation was not as important. Inflation's always going to be an issue. It was not nearly as important an issue in 2016 and 2020. The border, always an issue, but not nearly as severe a problem. Elections are issues based and coalitions based. Nothing's the same. So if you're Thiessen or others suggesting somehow that if Trump doesn't get a couple of Haley voters, that he's going to lose because it's going to be the same margin as 2016 and 2020, this isn't 2016 or 2020. I want you to listen just quickly. Here's Janet Yellen. The inflation issue is so bad that the Treasury Secretary now, they don't even know how to talk about it anymore. Inflation is going up again. It went up to 3.2 from 3.1 and core jumped to 3.8. Those are serious numbers. The inflation target is 2%. That's a big number. Listen to Yellen. Oh, yeah, we're doing everything. The inflation's going down. No, it's not. Take a look.
But if you go back and look at month over month, December, January, and February, it showed an increase of inflation. Is inflation coming back?
Well, look, inflation is down almost two-thirds from the high it reached in 2022. And the trend is clearly a favorable one. I wouldn't expect this to be a smooth path month to month, but the trend is clearly favorable.
And in case you're wondering, Dan, this show's about the CIA at January 6th. Yeah, I got that. Just stay tuned. I'm not teasing stuff unnecessarily. I got a lot to get to. And as I said, I had a kind of life-changing moment last night. So I'm trying to deal with a lot. I want to get this out. This is a different election. Janet Yellen is not telling you the truth. Inflation is not going down, ladies and gentlemen. Just look at the number that popped yesterday, or the day before, excuse me. It's going up. It was 3.1. It's now 3.2. By my math, Joe, that's higher. It's going in the wrong direction. Here, you want to watch a segment? I've never seen a segment so accurately nail the inflation problem as this. People see this every single day. This is a Fox segment. I think it's Brian Brenberg. And he just puts raw numbers up. Here's what you're going to pay for sugar, for eggs. Ladies and gentlemen, these are double-digit increases. People are feeling this. This is a different election. People need to get their heads out of their butts. It's not 2016 or 2020. Here, watch this.
An economy on the brink, but we're making great progress on inflation. So we thought, well, let's just look at some of the numbers and figure out where we were and where we are now. Start with your primary residence, whether you're renting your house or owning your home, you're up 20% since Biden took office. That's like a mortgage payment that goes up $700 a month, Ashley. So we're talking real money there. Now, if you've got any money left over to eat away, your costs to go eat out are 21%. I took the family out for lunch this weekend. I had to try to figure out which kid ordered caviar, Ashley, because I was like, how did this bill get so high? Food at home is not much better. It's up 21% as well. So whether you're out or at home, you're paying a lot. Now, let's say you want to make yourself a chicken sandwich, Ashley, your chicken costs are up 21%, actually 26%. Sorry, it's even worse than that since Biden took office. You're going to put it on some bread. Your bread costs are up 30% since Biden took office. And that probably is the kind of food you're eating, Ashley. But for those of us with a sweet tooth, let's talk sugar and butter. Sugar costs up 44%. Butter up 27%.
Folks, that's real. Inflation. Someone just put in the chat. I guess the number's broken in the chat. Amazing. We have one person viewing and all these people. Everybody put a Y in the chat. Let's just see. Because if it's more than one Y, we know it's the chat. I think we broke the number. But that's okay because you're all still here and I'm still here. Folks, inflation compounds. It's very simple mathematics. If you have a 10% increase on a $100 bill and you're paying $110, and then you tack 10% on that and you're paying $121, this goes up and compounds. You never go back to the $100. Thank you. So you're all here. So we have more than one person. Love to see it. Love to see it. All right. Moving on. Folks, the border problem. The border problem is just as bad. Listen to me. This is not 2016 and 2020. Take off the glasses to these political analysts on mainstream cable news. You've got this all wrong. The Trump coalition is different and the issues are different. This was a screenshot from Fox News. Look at this number. Illegal Venezuelan migrants. 335,000 encounters. You know, the suspect in the bludgeoning murder case in Georgia was Venezuelan. 335,000 encounters. 834 deportations. Ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't seem like a lot. The issues are totally different. The border's completely open. Here's another issue we're going to have. Well, they're going to have. Ladies and gentlemen, Biden has a record right now to run on. Biden, don't assume, because you all are very smart. All of you are, you watch political podcasts, you follow the news. You wouldn't be here if you didn't follow politics. I'm not going to, you know, pat myself on, you're smart because you watch my show. You're smart because you watch any political show. You're interested in the issues. It's not a sports show. It's not a movie review show. We cover stuff that matters to everyday people's lives, and you're here. But sometimes, and I don't mean this as an insult, please, I would never do that. Sometimes that actually puts you in a little ideological box that it's hard to get out of. Because we assume, oh, everybody knew Joe Biden when they voted for him in 2020. No, ladies and gentlemen, everybody didn't know Joe Biden. Go on the street and ask 10 people who George H.W. Bush's vice president was. I guarantee you, 9 of them have no idea. You know, you knew Joe Biden. He was an open book. He was seen as the avuncular kind of like, happy, you know, gentle old guy next door who was going to guide the country back from the chaos, whatever, of the Trump years. He was a respected senior member of the Senate. Oh, a lot of people are like, yeah, I remember him from being around Obama. World leaders respect him. He even said it himself. Listen to this video, hat tip Maze Moore. Listen to this video himself. This is about 10, 15 seconds of Biden saying the same thing. I can get in there on day one and people respect me. Remember, the most damaging political narratives in the world are those that change your pre-existing notion of who someone is. People thought this guy was a seriously respected guy. Here, watch this.
We need someone to take office this time around who on day one can stand on the world stage, command the respect of world leaders from Putin to our allies.
Folks, people believe that. Again, you knew this guy was a tool because you're the elites when it comes to political knowledge. You are. So few people follow this stuff like you do and watch these types of shows, Levin and me and Charlie and others, Ben. You knew Biden was a tool. There are people who bought that. Senior statesman. Look at this guy. He's been around, a senator, a VP. However, what happened? Because of all of your work, You did this. Because of all of your work, you wound up telling the truth to America about this guy. His corruption, his weakness. They saw Afghanistan. They saw what's going on in Haiti. They see China bossing this guy around. And now look at this in the Hill. You want to talk about a destructive narrative being decimated in real time. 37% say Biden is respected by world leaders. Gallup. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what the destruction of a political narrative in live time looks like. You did that. All right, I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to get to this CIA story. Ladies and gentlemen, this is massive. I'm going to tell you, in my decade plus as an agent with the United States Secret Service, I have never once on U.S. soil use Central Intelligence Agency assets for anything. If this text record Judicial Watch got a hold of an email is accurate that CIA assets were at that bomb site, then ladies and gentlemen, we got ourselves a really serious problem. Stay tuned. I'm going to get that next. I don't tease stuff. I just want to give it some time. And this election is really important to me. And we had to cover the conspiracy theory because it's already true. Folks, Beam's Dream Powder. You're having trouble sleeping or staying asleep. It's time to embrace the importance of a restful slumber. If you tried other supplements and not had a lot of success, well, try this product. I use it. It's Beam's Dream Powder. It's a hot cocoa for sleep that could transform your nights like it did mine. I've always had a really hard time sleeping. Matter of fact, last night, I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning. But if you know me, Beam is, and the Dream Powder has been a game changer. I got a special discount for you today on Beam's Dream Powder. It's their science-backed hot cocoa with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better than this. Those other sleep aids can cause some next-day grogginess, but Dream contains a powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin to help you fall asleep, to help you stay asleep, and to help you wake up feeling refreshed. Just mix Beam's Dream Powder in a hot water or milk and enjoy before bedtime. You want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder? Get up to 40% off. It's a big savings for a limited time. When you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino at checkout, that's shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino for up to 40% off. Check it out. Help you get some good, restful sleep. Okay, back to the show. So ladies and gentlemen, it's happening. I've been discussing with you all and sharing with you all for a long time because I don't do conspiracy theories and I don't jump out ahead of story. I told you that the January 6th incident, the DNC, as you know, there were two incidents. There's the so-called, you know, what they call an insurrection at the Capitol. And then there was this incident, and I'm sorry to keep repeating this. I know many of you have heard it 1,000 times, but we get so many new viewers every day. It's important to just backtrack a little bit. So my apologies. There was another incident on January 6th. Kamala Harris was at the DNC. Kamala Harris, for some bizarre reason, was not at the Capitol when the so-called insurrection went down. Kamala Harris was at the DNC. She was at the DNC just blocks away. I'll show you a map coming up in a minute when you see how close they are. Why she was at the DNC, nobody knows. They found a bomb outside of the DNC. Folks, the bomb apparently was largely inert, although the FBI told us otherwise. Now, why an attempted assassination plot on Kamala Harris would be hidden by the mainstream media has perplexed a lot of people for a long time. I have a theory on this based on a lot of background knowledge, and I'm reasonably confident I'm correct that this was a setup. This was the same blob, deep state, whoever it was, anti-Trump operators. Somebody planted those explosives in case the insurrection at the Capitol didn't happen. They could say, look, they tried to assassinate the vice president. And now they're trying to make this story go away because the, quote, insurrection they wanted, happened. I'm very careful with my language. This is a major bombshell in the case. Judicial Watch, which does amazing work, hat tip to Tom Fitton and the crew over there. Look at this. This is bananas. Did you see this? Records show the CIA deployed bomb techs and dog teams to D.C. on January 6th. Really? Let me read to you. The BATF, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, they have reports, including a series of text messages under the heading January 7th Intel Chain, in which two separate references to participation by the CIA are made. One states, quote, two CIA bomb techs are assisting with a pipe bomb scene on New Jersey and D Street Southeast. Now, I know D.C. well, folks. I'm going to show you where that is in a second. Another reference is several CIA dog teams on standby. Folks, I've done these protection sites often, where Kamala Harris and other Secret Service protectees are. I've used local EOD and K-9 teams. EOD are explosive ordnance disposal teams. They're bomb techs, just in regular, normal language. I've used locals, meaning DC Metro and you know, if you're in New Mexico, Alamogordo, whatever. This town I know well for You can lose locals at times, depending on who the protectee is. I've used military bomb techs, even state police bomb techs and dogs and things like that for other protectees. I have never, in 12 years of doing protection assignments, ever used CIA assets. Ever. Let me show you a little map about where New Jersey and D Street Southeast is. You see the Capitol right there on the top? See it at the top of that little picture? There's the U.S. Capitol. I dropped a little pin for you right there. Oh, look at that. The Capitol Hill Club, where one of the other bombs were found. And look, the DNC is right there, right next to it. D Street, New Jersey Avenue. Southeast. So weird how they were right there, ready to respond to that bomb scene. So strange. Ladies and gentlemen, this is only the biggest political scandal of our time. Are those text messages accurate? Now, because I'm always fair with my analysis and I never want to jump the gun on anything, there's a small possibility that they could have misinterpreted that. Maybe they weren't CIA. I don't believe that. I'm just, to be fair and not jump the gun, that's always a possibility. But I'm telling you for a fact, I have never, having worked inaugurations, campaign details, presidential assignments and lower level protectee assignments in my entire life, use CIA explosive assets ever. And they're magically located a block away from the DNC where they find a pipe bomb that no one wants to talk about. While Kamala Harris is mysteriously inside the building, and while the Secret Service text messages and emails from that day mysteriously disappeared because they allegedly change devices that day? Wow, that's quite the day to change out everybody's device. You want me to make this story even weirder for you? There was a hearing the other day on the January 6th pipe bomber. And ordinarily, I'd tell you how much Democrats lie and deceive, and they do. I don't think this Democrat representative, her name is Torres, is lying at all. No, I'm serious as a heart attack. Ladies and gentlemen, I think this scandal is so big, I don't even think a lot of Democrats in Congress know about it. I want to play this for you right here. This is a Democrat rep. Her name is Torres. She's shown the pipe bombing videos and the evacuation stuff, and she seems to be shocked by this, that this is the first time they saw this. Let me tell you something. I don't think she's kidding. Watch this.
Well, this information that you, these videos that you have played are news to the minority.
She's the ranking member, folks. I don't think she's kidding. I think this scandal is so big. Some member of the blob plotted an assassination plot, a fake one, to set up the MAGA crowd that I don't even believe they read in some of the Democrats. She probably has never seen that video. Folks, this is the biggest scandal in politics right now. You can ignore it all you want. But until you can explain to me what the hell CIA explosive assets, explosive detection assets, were doing just a block away from this alleged assassination plot, and you can explain it to me with a straight face, I'm pretty convinced we're all being set up. All right, let me take my last break here. And folks, there's a speech I heard. Listen, this isn't a motivational show. Okay, I'm not Tony Robbins. You know, I love that stuff and I listen to it a lot myself. I do, but that's not this show. Okay. But once in a while, I hear something that blows me away and impacts me so deeply. And I believe God wanted me to find this last night because I found it before I found out this news. And I want to play this for you. And I'll play it for you on the other side of the break. And it hit me hard. And I think it'll hit you hard too, because it's true. My last break and I'll get back to the show. Time is our most precious commodity. Yeah, it sure is. And I've heard from so many of my listeners who've asked about my advice and how they could spend time wisely to improve themselves and the people around them. That's why I'm really excited Hillsdale College is offering more than 40 free online courses in the most important and enduring subjects. You can learn about the works of C.S. Lewis, the stories in the book of Genesis, the meaning of the U.S. Constitution. These courses, folks, are really, really good. Highly recommended. The Constitution course blew me away. The Rise and Fall of the Roman Republic, the History of the Ancient Christian Church, with Hillsdale College's online courses, all available for free. That's right, for free. I personally recommend you sign up, try the Constitution course, also the American Citizenship and Its Decline with Victor Davis Hanson, who you know I love. Amazing course. In this 8-lecture course, VDH explores the history of citizenship in the West and the threats it faces. Threats like the erosion of the middle class, the disappearance of borders, and the growth of the unaccountable deep state. And with the rise of globalist organizations, the course is self-paced. Start and stop whenever you like. Start your free course, American Citizenship and Its Decline with Victor Davis Hanson today. Go now to hillsdale.edu/Bongino to start. It's free and it's easy to get started. That's hillsdale.edu/Bongino to start. hillsdale.edu/Bongino. And our last sponsor, I appreciate it, is Gen 90. Folks, whether you have 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes, keep your face wrinkle-free. Introducing Gen 90, the new instant wrinkle treatment from GenuCell Skincare. Gen 90 can instantly help reduce the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it, around the eyes, the forehead, the crow's feet, laugh lines, and it can start working in seconds. Never worry about your skin or your confidence again. Gen 90 technology is luxurious, nourishing, and silky smooth, and the best of all is it can start in just seconds. I know Paula uses it. She loves it. There's a reason why GenuCell Skincare is 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. And now you can also get GenuCell XV, the collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid in a pure natural base for stunning results day after day. Gen 90 and XV are on special sale right now at GenuCell.com/Dan and included in the bestseller package. It's the best value in skincare anywhere. Before going overseas, get those harsh procedures. Try Gen 90 first. It works. Make your fine lines and wrinkles disappear wherever they are before you even leave the room. Order now at GenuCell.com/Dan and get a free beauty box and deep firming serum while supplies last, plus free shipping. GenuCell, GenuCell.com/Dan, GenuCell.com/Dan. Okay. Listen, I'm not I'm not some motivational speaker. I'm not. You all have far more life experience, many of you, than me. And you've been through your own suffering. But sometimes people do ask me for advice. How did you get me? Why they'd ask me? I don't know. I appreciate it. I'm flattered. I don't think I'm the best source of anybody's life guidance. But if you're going to ask, I'll tell you. And one of the things is the value of suffering. I mean, the actual value of suffering. Ladies and gentlemen, suffering's a gift. And when you embrace that and you understand that, it'll change your entire life. When you see suffering as a threat, you become a victim. You become helpless in this sea of suffering and there's no way for you to fight back because you don't think you can fight back because you think, woe is me. Look at all of these, the death and destruction around me. There's nothing I can do to change the world. I have no ability whatsoever to use my gifts to make the world a different place. But when you suffer and you embrace the value of suffering and you see that there's a lesson to be learned from each failure, and death, when you see that, the world changes for you and your eyes open. You know, you ever read the book, The Natural? There's a movie, of course, the baseball movie, but it's a really deep book. The book is amazing. It's written by Bernard Malamud. And I've used this quote often in my show because it's a quote that'll change your life if you understand it. Roy Hobbs is this, you know, broken baseball player who was supposed to be the next big thing. And his childhood friend says to him, you know, Roy, we all live two lives. The one we learn from and then the one we live after that. When you learn to embrace the value of suffering and to take it on head on, change your entire life. You're about to hear a guy, his name is Jensen Huang. He's the CEO of NVIDIA. It's, I think, a $1 trillion company now. They're the chips behind AI. You don't have to like this guy or not. It doesn't matter. He did this, and he did a segment on this at a lecture he was doing at a college. And I want you to listen. It's about a minute, 20 seconds. I want you to listen to everything he says, because what he says here is absolutely 100% correct. Listen to this.
One of my great advantages is that I have very low expectations. and I mean that. Most of the Stanford graduates have very high expectations. You deserve to have high expectations because you came from a great school. You were very successful. You're at the top of your class. Obviously, you were able to pay for tuition. And then you're graduating from one of the finest institutions on the planet. You're surrounded by other kids that are just incredible. You naturally have very high expectations. People with very high expectations have very low resilience. And unfortunately, resilience matters in success. I don't know how to teach it to you except for I hope suffering happens to you. And I was fortunate that I grew up with my parents providing a condition for us to be successful on the one hand, but there were plenty of opportunities for setbacks and suffering. And to this day, I use the phrase pain and suffering inside our company with great glee. And I mean that, boy, this is going to cause a lot of pain and suffering. And I mean that in a happy way, because you want to refine the character of your company. You want greatness out of them. And greatness is not intelligence. Greatness comes from character, and character is informed out of smart people. It's formed out of people who suffered. And so if I could wish upon you, I don't know how to do it. For all of you Stanford students, I wish upon you ample doses of pain and suffering.
I wish it upon you too, myself. That guy said is 100% accurate. You're going to be defined by how you overcome suffering that's inevitable with the human condition, not by avoiding it, not by becoming a victim of it. Folks, I'm going to end the show early today. I'm going to tell you what happened last night because I'm having a bit of a rough time, as you can tell. I'm going to try to get through this, all right? So my mom died last night. Unexpectedly. She fell down a flight of stairs. And I found out early this morning. And the weirdest thing is, as my team can attest to, that this clip is not in the show because of that. I sent it yesterday in this exact spot. Just give me a sec. So I found out at about 4:43 in the morning. Why would I give you an exact time? Because I got up to look at my phone. Because I wanted to call Paula because something really strange happened to me. Paula and I are never separate. Sometimes on the road we're separate, but I'm never home alone. Ever. But because it's spring break week, Paula took my youngest daughter down to Miami. They were going to have like a girls thing. And I was working back here in the studio. So last night's the first time I was alone in my house in a long time. So my mother, for those of you who don't believe in God, I'm not here to judge you. Please don't take it the wrong way. I'm not your judge and jury. But I want to tell you something. I want to tell you in advance, I'm not crazy, okay? I'm not crazy. So I got up to call Paula because my mother was pronounced dead around 3 a.m. in the morning. Be patient with me, please. And I was going to call Paula because I said, I wanted to tell her that something really weird had happened. Then I looked at my phone and I saw I had a text. I turned it off, do not disturb. And I noticed I had a text at 2:49. It was from a woman who lives in this apartment building, this building that my mom lives in, and to tell me that she said, Dan, it's Teresa. I need you to call me. And it's 2:49 a.m. when she sent the text. But I was going to call Paula to tell her about this weird experience I'd had at 3 a.m. So at 3 a.m. in the morning, someone grabbed me, like hugged me, like a mom. Folks, I'm telling you, I'm not crazy. I had gotten up. I have a, as I always talk about, I'm not the greatest sleeper in the world. So I go to sleep early, like 8 o'clock. So I typically wake up around 3 and it's hard for me to go back to sleep. Usually takes about an hour. So it's 3 o'clock and I got up and I was really dehydrated. So I went to the kitchen. Again, I'm by myself. It's just the dog there. And I went to go get some water. So I'm up. I'm not in some dream state. I don't sleepwalk. And I propped a pillow, two pillows up behind my head. And I was just breathing to try to relax and go back to sleep. And I turned over this way and someone grabbed me. It was real. I'm telling you, it was real. I actually jumped up. I know it sounds crazy, but I was looking for my gun. And I started looking around the house and I thought, you know, Guy has a key to my house. I thought the weirdest thing. I thought, like, did Guy have some fight with his wife to sneak in my house? Like, the hell would he grab me for? The weird things you start thinking about. And I thought, did Paula come home early and not tell me? Is she playing a game with me? Because she never wakes me up at night. And then I thought, did my other daughter come home from college? Did she not tell me? Someone grabbed me last night, right as my mom was pronounced dead. Folks, I'm telling you, if you don't believe in God and the afterlife, I would after last night. I was not imagining that. I was not in some fugue state. I was not dreaming. I felt someone grab me, actually grab me. I looked around my entire house. You know me, you know I'm not antsy. Her name was Judy. And we had a troubled relationship. Details aren't important. But Paul and I were talking this morning, and the strangest thing happened a week ago, too. A lot of times I'd call my mom, you know, once a week or so, and we would chat about stuff. And she would say, you know, I love you, Danny. She called me Danny, the only one. No one else on planet Earth besides my mom calls me Danny, and now no one else does at all. And she'd say, I love you, Danny. And Paula used to say, why don't you say it back? Because it was hard, that's why. But we spoke about a week ago, and I had put her on speaker, my mom, because Paul and I were doing something. We were running a little test to see what would happen if we said something. So I put her on speaker, and my mom never complained to me ever. And she was getting ready to hang up. And she said, love you, Danny. And I said, I love you too, Mom. And Paula kind of looked at me funny, like, good. It's a good thing you did there. So you're free to believe whatever you want, obviously. As I sat this morning, my own shower, hunched over, kind of crying a little bit, I've never believed more in the power of Jesus. I think he knew that book was about to close and wanted those to be the last words. And she grabbed me last night. I felt it. It was real. So I'll let you guys know about the show tomorrow, because the world goes on and everybody's suffering. And I think my mom wants me to do what I can do, but obviously I have to bury her and my brothers and I. So we got some stuff to take care of, but I'm going to do my best to be here with you, because there are other people suffering too. And I had a job, and she understood that better than anyone. Thanks for hearing me out. I'll see you guys later.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.